At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
Yes. Please, hit the like.
And subscribe.
Notifications, if you would, please. So you know when all our episodes are out.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody's always asking me, like, when's the next episode? Don't worry about that. You got a lot to catch up on. Start from episode number one all the way to 184,
this is.
184. We're breaking on 200 episodes.
Close.
Jeez.
What?
Hey, you know what? Thanks for everybody that rocked with us from the beginning.
Yes. Thank you so much.
We really appreciate that.
It's awesome.
You know what? I don't know if you guys can see my armrest.
It's on. Look. I got one. I don't know.
I don't know if you can see it, but we're resting our arms. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? See what this is?
Sean.
What it is, I'll tell you what it is if you don't know, if you can't see it.
This is
merch, okay? These are t-shirts. These are Midnight Paco t-shirts.
Midnight Paco.
You know what? You don't have to go through Amazon. You don't have to go through Redbubble to get a Midnight Paco t-shirt.
No.
If you're in Cleveland.
No.
If you're in Cleveland or
anywhere, you can DM us. We can send it to you.
We'll send it to you because we got all the colors. We got red.
Colors.
We got yellow.
Colors.
We have honeydew.
Colors.
We got black.
Colors.
And for those that like crispy whites for the summer, we got
something.
You know what I'm talking about? We got crispy whites. Ooh. We got more colors. We got creams.
Get the money.
Burgundy. We got salmon. You know what I'm saying?
That's all the players.
Pink.
Hey, real men wear pink.
Yeah.
Don't hate.
We got purple.
I look good in
purple
pink.
Purple nurples.
Beep.
We got green.
Green, get the money.
Dollar bill, y'all.
And got this nasty ass orange.
All my dogs in the land, you hear me? All my dogs in the land, stand up and get your Cleveland Browns.
It actually looks
colors.
Pretty dope on orange. I ain't gonna lie, but I ain't never gonna
the
rock
hater
it.
In him is holding them hostage.
I may
but
not.
As you see.
But I may rock an orange.
We got merch in all colors.
All colors.
And they were perfectly packed perfectly and personally. Packaged by yours truly.
Yeah, you folded and I packaged. Yeah. It labeled. It was
you
a team effort.
Because
apparently I fold terribly.
Terribly. So they're going to be perfectly. I did use a. You know that thing that you that they required in school back for the Gen Xers. That we never used. I used one of those to fold it. So it's geometrically correct. That's what he said.
Geometrically correct.
Folded correctly because I used that thing.
I mean, but I folded it in a second. So what are we talking about?
He folded it in a second, and it looked like
a pile of shirt.
Yeah,
but it was still folded. In a second.
It was not good at all.
It would have been wrinkled for sure.
Yeah, yeah, but this way, they're ready to wear.
Ready to wear.
They're, you know, you could just pull it out and put it on right then and there.
And take a picture.
Yeah, take a picture and send it to us. They ready to wear. You know what I understand me? And they got the, you know, whatever size you want. We got larges.
I mean, I'm sure I labeled them correct.
We got extra larges.
My wife.
We got extra large. No, I'm kidding. We got large.
We got large.
We got medium.
We got mediums.
We got
double XL. We got a triple XL. We got a couple of those motherfuckers.
Yeah, we got them. You know, whatever size you got.
We got ladies large.
Ladies large, absolutely, because we got large and we got ladies large. Because
there's like a little tiny large. Yeah, it's not really a
form fitting. What they call contour.
Yeah, contour.
Contour.
Contour. It might be a kid's large, is what I think.
I don't think it's a such thing.
I think it's a kid's large.
I think it's ladies large.
A lady could wear it.
Yeah.
For sure. So if you need one,
we got them.
We got them.
We got the merch.
Say is what we're really trying to say. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, that's gonna be. We got it. Honestly, this is gonna be
I'm
after
gonna
the show.
Put it to existence, even though we were filming before. Oh man, we had a great show in Erie. Yeah. It was an awesome show. Thank you for showing up and showing out. Hey, the point of this show was that this was our pilot show, just to see how well we'll do in Erie.
How well we'll do in Erie.
And we did great.
We
it was
did
a
phenomenal.
Wonderful show. It was a great show.
Yeah. They love my bit.
They love this bit. I did well. All the comedians did well. Shout out to Tyrone Gaines.
Tyrone.
Shout out to GW Nell.
Did her thing.
Shout out to Chad Tate.
Chad
Tate. Shout out to Tim Wolf for the E.
Yeah,
shout out to our DJ, Doug.
Doug
is in the house. He actually represented. He was patient with me. he asked me for some things. I was a little tardy in getting back with him and things. But I've been running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Dude, I've been panicking.
I've been panicking. Running around and sweating.
It looks like some ticket sales were going nuts. It's great. It's good news. Well, they went up. People showed out. You know what I'm saying? Because this is after the show. But I'll tell you what, they look good. Thank God.
Shout out to Erie,
yeah.
PA.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It was fun. It was great. It's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ha.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's dude, I'll tell you what, though. Just like, you know, like you said, just relax and do your bits and do your stuff. And it's just like, yeah, but some of the stuff you ain't did in a while. You know what I mean? Especially when I got to change some shit up because of circumstance. So it's like, you know, I think it's a better bit. I think it's a better bit. So that'll be fun.
Go up there and do what you do. Do your material that you've been working on for years. Just go up there and have fun.
Yeah.
You got options. You could do your material or you could do your material. Everybody's going to do great. Everybody did great. Because
this is after
the fact. We did a great job.
Yes.
And keep on banging out them jokes.
Keep on banging.
But we did some comedy.
We did.
We went to Erie. We were promoting the show.
Oh,
we did comedy.
Yeah, yesterday.
We got so many things to talk about.
You do? Yeah. Hold on. Talk about you having the day off, but I took the day off because of a special, you know, thing we'll talk about. But we didn't have the day off.
No, we were working. I work on all my days off.
Yeah.
I mean, I sometimes go on the couch and pass
it.
Out.
Yeah, you need that.
But
you need it sometimes. You got to recharge.
Yeah, you got to recharge.
Boy. Yeah, we went up to Erie yesterday. My son graduated Police Academy.
Shout out
class 125.
Yeah, shout out to them. Good luck to all of them.
Good luck. Hopefully they all find jobs. So you were on the consumption or the understanding that they already had a job.
I thought once you completed Police Academy, you were officially a police officer.
Yeah. You're officially able to become one because you're certified as a police officer. Basically, so you can get hired by any department. Yep.
Is that boom boom
boom boom? Boom. Boom. wrong.
Yeah, because come on now. I mean, if that was the case, similar to the idea of the truck driving school, like one of our first things, in addition to filling out the application for truck driving school, what was explained to me, if you fill out 3 or 5 applications, you might catch a fish.
Yeah, numbers.
And if you fill out at least 10 or 11, you're going to eat tonight.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you're going to eat.
Yeah.
You may catch a fish with 5.
Right.
But you, the more applications you filled out, you're going
to
have a...
And the more you're willing to do, too, I'm sure.
I mean, okay.
Depending on over the road or, you know what I mean, and things like that, there's more options, probably.
Yeah, I mean, with trucking or what... Whatever career that you're going into,
yeah,
it's always good to know somebody in that field and to have a mentor,
right,
in that field, to have a mentor that's already doing what you're trying to do, that can guide you, so you don't have to bump your head so much. And that comes with communication. Yeah, it's things you could do, steps you could take. That's, you know, technically the correct steps. But we live in a who you know world.
Yeah, we do. We do.
So. If you want to do whatever you want to do, find somebody that's doing what you want to do and learn, right, or, you know, get some game or some knowledge from that person that's in the field that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a who you know.
As long as they're willing to do it. You know what I mean? Because they say that about every quarterback that's in the NFL, especially when they draft a rookie quarterback. They want them to mentor them and show them the way. And they're like, some of them are like, that ain't my job.
Well, find somebody.
Ask questions, I'll say it. But you know, but you hear about that people take a liking to some people and they'll show them. You know what I mean? And say, hey, or be like, you know.
Most positions that you are in or not in is because somebody said yay or nay.
Right.
Yeah. Period. That's the way life is. I don't care what your qualifications are.
Yeah.
How funny you are, comedians.
Right.
Somebody is somebody that gave you an opportunity.
Yep.
Whether you know about it or not, somebody said, hey, get that guy a call.
And most of it's because of people you know.
It's people you know, and it's like also.
Think about when we started, right? And all the comedians that we got and were cool with in the beginning, and the, you know, like Roselle, he put us on because we're
cool.
Shout out to Roselle. You know what I mean? Ebony, like she.
Shout out to Ebony.
Ebony Timberlake. You know what I mean? It's like the people you're around and people were putting on shows, you know, you're cool with them. So they're like, hey, I'm putting you on the show. You know what I mean? And it's like, it gives you more opportunities to do stuff, you know, work on things in front of crowds, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because once you're in, like, open mics are one thing, unless you're doing an open mic at a comedy club, and sometimes you still don't pull a crowd, you know what I mean? Unless it's promoted well, you know what I mean, or whatever the case. Sometimes things just happen, but the whole purpose of hopefully a show is that the show is promoted properly, and there's a lot of people there, so you have a crowd to actually do your jokes that you've been working on at these open mics, or even at other shows that, you know, you're on. But, you know, it's just... The process is, most of the time, you work on jokes at open mics and then do them at a show with a crowd.
Well, you could do that, you know, you could put on reps and things like that. Or, I mean, like or just, you know, whatever you're trying to do, find somebody that's already doing it. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
And like a mentor. And actually, you know, not saying do everything that, you know, you got to do what makes sense for you. Like, you know, be open-minded. Be coachable. Take in information.
Not know everything.
Have more than one source.
Yeah.
Have more than one source. Take it in and then filter out and do what's best for you.
Right.
You know, like you got some comedians to say festivals is the way. You got some comedians to say... I never been to a festival and they're doing well.
Right.
You got some comedians say festivals is the way to do it. You did it yet? Nah. Okay.
Look, I love the topic because I agree with you 100%. You act like I don't agree with you. That's a scam for the most part.
I'm not saying it's a scam. It's a hustle.
It's a hustle.
I'm not saying it's a scam.
Because it costs so much per entry. And obviously, you know what I mean? It depends on who it is and who picks who. And sometimes it's people you know. But if you're funny, I don't know how they can deny it. So it's like, I'm sure, you know, out of a group of so many, I would think, especially like festivals around here, you know what I mean? Because it looks like everybody gets most of the festivals who apply. Not everybody, I'm sure. But
not everybody. I'm and sure. then your entry fee is gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Your you entry fee I mean? Is so, gone.
But it is, I mean, for networking purposes, it's a great opportunity. Unless it's somewhere else.
Unless you network fine on your own.
Yeah, unless you're a great... Yeah, because you're good at that. You're a great communicator. This dude just... Isn't
I shouldn't have to pay the network.
No, I agree.
I agree. I shouldn't have to pay a school to network.
But that's up to you. But that's
the only thing I have to gain from going to the school is their connections. I don't pay for that.
I got it.
I don't have to pay for that.
But what I'm saying is, at these festivals, you're going to run into people you probably would never have just met on your own and looking up online or things like that.
Okay, so be in a crowd.
Come on, man. Now you're just being silly.
How was that silly?
Because there's a group.
Was I being silly this weekend? I mean, this past couple of days? Was
you
that
said
silly?
Being a crowd?
I was in the crowd.
No, I get it.
I was in the crowd. Was I not in the crowd?
Yes.
Okay. Was I being silly?
No.
It's the same fucking thing, yo.
But what I'm saying is, this is a group of comedians to one place that you would have never met, probably had you not gone to this one place. It's a lot of networking. That's if you're serious and want to network. That's all I'm saying. It's not a bad thing. I get the scam part of it. Or
then be in the crowd. Then go
So you could just go and hang out.
You can pay admission and be in the crowd.
Okay, so paying admission, you might as well send an entry fee and be on the show.
Or not. Like, it's not guaranteed. Just because you sit in an entry fee is not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed. And then you can say, okay, let me go in this bitch and see who's funnier than me. And go watch and sit. And then you can be angry and then network and say, oh, okay, well, I'm still here. Might as well network.
Or you could be like, get what you pay for. If you pay to participate or be an audience member,
I mean,
do your networking that way.
But it's a lot of that. It's been, why not try and perform, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. By humbug.
I don't know. See, you like to shoot down the fact of like submitting tape to anybody.
No, I don't. I don't shoot down the fact of submitting tape.
That's what
I'm not going to submit tape to Carl's Comedy Club.
Why not? What's wrong with Carl's Comedy Club?
I'm not going to submit tape to that. Yo, Carl, I'm on. You know, let me come rock with you, yo. I'll come rock with
who
you.
Who are you, and what kind of comedy do you do?
Hey. Try me out.
Do you have tape?
Give me 5 minutes.
Do you have tape?
Nah. Look me up. Google me.
Yeah, okay. You called me.
Hey, yo, Carl, you gonna let me rock or not?
Oh, my God. This is not going to work.
It's worked for me so far.
No, you have not tried that approach. I guarantee you have not tried that approach.
It worked for me so far.
Have you tried that approach?
Take me to Carl's Comedy Club.
Carl. I guarantee that approach ain't going to work with no comedy club.
All right, so if it works for a comedy club, then what you going to say?
Then I'll say, what comedy club?
No.
That's all.
If I tell you, if I get booked at a comedy club.
Yep. Please.
And then what? Say it to the public. Go ahead. What now? What's going to happen? What would you do?
I'll say, wow, Cordell came on. He really called the place. I guess it doesn't matter. I guess all you got to do is say, look, put me on, and I'll be there. That's right.
No, I never said.
You want tape?
Nah. Look that's me not, up. That's not what I'm saying.
I'll be there.
That's not what I'm saying, Jay. That's not what I'm
that's
saying
exactly
at all.
What you said.
No, I'm saying it's not necessarily to do that all the time.
What?
Submit your tape. Go on, fall on deaf ears or deaf views. Be like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I agree. Not all the time.
Not all the time.
I've seen your work.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
But for festivals and getting booked at real
fuck
comedy
a festival.
Clubs.
Fuck all of them. And fuck every festival.
Wow.
All
those are strong words.
Fuck them.
Damn. Yeah. That's wild. A comedian saying that.
Yeah.
I get it.
Except for the Midnight Paco Festival.
He doesn't see. He don't like doors. Some people.
Well, you know what?
That's
okay.
The problem.
Put it like this. Put it like this.
I get it.
No.
I understand.
No. Let me just say this.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, you are. But I'm let me not. Just say. Let me just say. Negative Nettie over there. Let me just say. Some people do things their way, and I got a way. I just got a way of doing things.
I like it, but
what's the but? Name me a but that didn't work.
I mean, you're Mr. Respect the Game, and this is the traditional way of doing things.
For who?
Like any comedian.
For who? Name me one comedian that sends tape. No, name one comedian that benefit from festivals.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot.
Name me one. It's so many, name me one.
I don't know them. I mean, I can name you one.
One.
You'll laugh.
One. Name me one.
We had a conversation with one who said he benefited from it. Outside of the funny stuff.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can name comedians that benefited.
So listen.
By their own terms.
Hold on.
I understand what you're
saying. No, fuck that. Go to the festivals and be the level of comic that he is. Not saying that he's bad or he's at a bad place.
Yeah.
But be at that level. Or you cannot go to festivals and be as somebody that's actually a touring comic. What you're saying is basically, if I'm getting financial advice from Russell Simmons, or if I'm getting financial advice from even Elon Musk, and you're going to be like, but no, the hot dog man said, that's what you're doing right now.
No.
Yeah, that's what you're doing right now.
I'm
telling you what Elon Musk did and said, and you're like, but no, the hot dog man on the corner up here said, you got to do A, B, C, and D. Not dissing the hot dog man.
I'm not dissing the hot dog man. Hard working hot dog man. You keep grinding, baby. Those hot dogs are on point.
Okay, I'm not dissing the hot dog man, but I'm just saying. You saying, but the hot dog man said,
I'm not.
Get your buns from here.
What I'm saying is.
And I'm like, well, I'm getting my advice straight from fucking Elon Musk, and you telling me what the fucking hot dog man said.
No, you're saying no to other opportunities that may
spots. I'm saying, Mr. Hot Dog Man, I hear you, and thanks for the advice. I can learn from everybody.
But I don't want your hot dogs.
But Elon Musk said, look, do this, do that, and that would make your money grow, and you can, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but I don't want your hot dogs.
I'm not saying that either.
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, listen. Everybody deserves a job.
Exactly.
Okay? So if speaking.
Look, festivals
if speaking
awesome.
Is not your strong point, then you're not going to be a narrator. But you do deserve to work and earn a living just like everybody else.
Yeah.
But if speech and speaking and pronouncing words and reading is not your strong point, then you may not be a good narrator.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
That has nothing to do with festivals.
To a non-thinking person.
That has nothing to do with festivals. Because you're saying
to a non-thinking
you're
person.
Saying they're non-beneficial. I'm saying they could be. And they have their purpose.
I think they could. Okay, so okay, whatever your purpose
but
is.
But I understand your plight with them. Because
this is what you're saying. If you're a lazy networker, then go to festivals. If you're weak in that area,
I'm not a good networker anyway. So a festival wouldn't be for me networking.
What else would it be for you?
I mean, because I don't say
you
I
just
mean,
simply said in the great place to network. Basically, you're saying. If you're weak at networking or a lazy networker, go to festivals.
No.
That's what I heard.
No.
Excuse
because,
me.
Like I said, I wouldn't.
So, in your words, if
how
people,
many times do I start conversations when we're out? Probably zero. Probably zero, right?
I don't know.
Probably zero.
Unless I see, like. But you just got through, I don't know if you remember.
Our training.
I don't know if you're on point or anything, but
our training.
I don't know if you're
passing out flyers.
I'm not sure if you're on point or not. But you just said a few seconds ago, today, right now,
mm-hmm.
that festivals is a great way to network mm-hmm. with comedians that you
yes.
may not even see.
Yes.
Right?
That's if you're that type of person.
No, you didn't say that. You just said it's a great way to network.
Yeah, but it is, yeah.
Okay, so basically I'm saying What you're saying
and
is,
and you're saying, oh, if you can't network on your own, blah blah blah.
If you're weak, if you're a low operating person at networking, festivals is the place for you. Is that what you're saying? No. Or if you're just lazy?
No, you're saying that.
And what I'm saying is, I don't need a festival to network, is what I'm saying.
I understand that, but that is a place for comedians where they all go to perform. So, okay, so you say, even if you don't, you would say you would just show up there and talk to people, which is understandable. You could do that too, but it's still the one place where all these comedians from all these different areas come and perform. You would not have met or seen, most likely, outside of this one place or this festival, unless you've seen them online prior to that and unless you decide to reach out. But if you're already there, you would talk to them because that's the type of person you are. You would reach out and talk to them already.
If I haven't reached out to them already.
Possibly. I'm not saying they would have already been there, is what I'm getting at. You don't know who these people would be at the festivals, is what I'm getting at. Around here, you have an understanding of who may be there. It's the same people we see at all these goddamn mics. So I understand that. But other festivals outside of this place is a different story. Big festivals like in New York or LA or anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean.
So what I'm saying is it's still a good opportunity to dismiss them is just nonsense.
It's certain festivals.
Not the way to look at them.
In certain festivals, I mean, pretty much, to be honest with you, like, I don't need a festival to do that. But if you're a lower level networker,
oh my lord,
or if
you are just missing the point altogether. No, I get it. You could talk to people, but not all these different people at this one place that you would never just pick out.
I think
randomly.
I'm doing okay.
You're doing good.
I think I'm doing okay without going to one festival. I think I'm all right.
Okay.
I think I'm doing pretty good.
It's just close-minded. No.
I just think I'm doing pretty good.
It's just weird.
No, I just think I'm doing pretty good.
You don't want to have to follow the rules.
I just think I
don't want to have to submit a tape and somebody judge and say,
I don't think I
would have
ran into JB Smoove at the fucking fucking festival. I don't think I would have ran into Smokey Squirrel as at no festival. I don't think I would have ran into Dangerous Dave festival.
Okay.
I don't think I would have read it to Damon Williams festival.
So you're just gonna dismiss anybody who's gonna be at the festival?
No, I'm not dismissing. I'm just saying these are people that I reached out to on my own and I networked and I made a connection with on my own.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have met King at the festival.
Okay. But you may have met somebody else.
Hey, look, taking words from him. So what are we talking about?
Because you may have met somebody else.
So what are we talking about here?
So you're dismissing anybody else?
I don't think I would have met CJ Starr.
None of this makes sense right now. Because he's dismissing.
To a non-thinking person.
No,
it don't make sense to a person that doesn't think.
I'm thinking.
But I wouldn't. Shout out to D. Lord James. I don't think I would have met him from L.A. festival.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So taking quotes from Justin, when are you talking about him?
Okay, all right. The fact that you would meet somebody different. And then you can be like, hey, guess who I met at the festival? You're just super close-minded on this.
He doesn't want to send tape. Why should I send tape when I can just call him up and say, hey?
You are being super silly. That's wild.
Let's take your part.
I know I don't like rules and laws.
No, since you want to, since you want to say, well, damn. Okay, let's
hold on. What's the purpose of having a tape? We talk so much about a comic getting a tape and having a tape to submit tape, not to just festivals, to clubs, and we're talking the same thing here because we've discussed both. So, what's the purpose of having a tape? And every comedian says you need a tape.
I'm not saying you don't need a tape.
So, what's the purpose if you ain't
going
to submit?
I'm not saying you don't need a tape. I'm not saying you don't need a website.
So, this is Cool C's message to all the new comedians. F what you heard, just call people and say, hey, I'm coming.
That's not what I'm saying.
Google me, I'm coming.
So while he's making fun of me. Let's see where. Look, let's take Justin's approach. Let's be Justin.
It'll take me forever.
No, fuck that. Let's be Justin.
Take me forever.
Let's be Justin. Like,
but I'll do it that way.
Let's be Justin. All right. So like, Justin doing comedy. He's got a website. It's dope. Mm-hmm. He's got clips of his comedy. It's dope. Mm-hmm. Got a bio. It's dope. Mm-hmm. Go in, do comedy, don't say shit to nobody, and leave. Mm-hmm. How far would you be? If you did that same fucking routine from day one to right now,
I don't know.
Where would you be?
I don't know. Probably the same place I am now. Same place I am now.
You really believe that in hearts of all hearts? In your hearts of all hearts and every morsel of your soul, that's what you believe? Because I could give a couple of names of where you'll be. You'll probably be parallel to that person.
I mean, I'm probably parallel to him already.
How do you...
I still have a job, right? So I'm parallel to everybody who's doing it around here who ain't getting paid every day for comedy or living off of comedy. That's where I'm at, and that's probably where I'd be. All the shows I've been on ain't paid me much.
No. The shows that you've been on.
And the clubs I performed at are the clubs I was at when I was starting, so I would have been there at those clubs. So what are we talking about?
See, that's that shit. What are we talking about?
So what are we talking about?
You. This is where you will be.
Where will I be?
You will be the motherfucker that be in the corner, in that fucking corner. If this person is on that corner,
and I'm the same place he is now,
you will be on that corner.
Same place.
If he's in that corner, you're in that corner,
and we're in the same places.
No, we're not.
We just have a podcast, and we've been doing the podcast.
No, fuck that. Fuck having a podcast. We're talking about submitting tape and having a website, doing everything right, which is good, but if nobody fucking knows about it.
I don't know. I haven't submitted tape or did anything like that.
Okay, but I'm just saying, but you can have everything.
I haven't tried it.
You can have everything. You can have all your merch.
I don't know where I'd be right now. I haven't tried none of that because I don't feel I have a good enough tape yet. To be honest, I have a good tape of a good performance that I had with a great crowd, but I don't think basically
what he's in delusion about, talking about my delusion, moving with my delusion, coming out one fucking day out of a week, moving with my delusion, he's in the same place as somebody that grinds every fucking day that's over in the corner.
Basically. We're in the same place.
We're in the same place because we move strategically.
We're in the same place
we move
because
strategically.
We've been doing the same thing that we've been doing.
And we move strategically. It's the difference between busy work and strategic moves.
I get it.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You're delusional. You don't get it. You don't
get
it.
But there's still things you can do to enhance that by submitting tape and trying to get into clubs and doing other things and trying to get into festivals.
Well, submit tape, man. Do it.
I haven't because I don't have a good enough tape yet.
Okay, well then.
That's why.
Keep saying that to yourself.
You gotta work on the tape.
There you go.
You know, that's all.
Work on your tape.
You gotta work on it.
Work on your tape.
You gotta get a good set.
Look, work on your tape. Because with Justin's message to everybody, work on your tape.
So you can get booked at comedy clubs
so you can
get paid.
Get booked at comedy clubs and get paid,
get
but
paid.
Don't say shit to nobody.
I mean.
And be low-level network and go to the festivals because you're too lazy,
because you're too lazy to go
network on your own. So because you're too lazy to, or afraid to reach out on your own.
No.
Do that.
No.
And you'll be great. That's Justin's advice to all the new comics.
No. No, just keep doing comedy. Work hard. Keep getting funny. People will notice. They'll talk to you. You'll talk back.
Yeah, because he's one of those people that think the little magical dude's going to come out.
No.
Hey, man, you funny. Man, I seen you work. You've been grinding. Keep submitting tape. You're going to come with me. You're going to be big. You're gonna sell out crowds and arenas, man.
It's possible. But you got to have a good tape. Gotta be funny. Ultimately, it could be all about who you know. They can give you an opportunity, but if you ain't funny, if you ain't working on your material,
I'm not saying you should still gotta have a tape. I'm not saying you shouldn't submit. Be funny. I ain't saying that either.
Trust me, dude. I know it's who you know. I know it's opportunities by a lot of people because we see a lot of shows who are a lot of people are on shows, and you know why? Because of who they know, and that's just how this thing is. I get it. A lot of life is who you know. I understand, but sometimes you have to send tape to get booked to clubs who don't know you. You gotta have material. You gotta have something to show.
Do you know how to get into the Comedy Cellar?
I would understand. You have to go probably get recommended by a comedian or something.
Okay, but I rest my case.
But then you gotta.
I rest my case.
You still gotta perform.
I rest my case.
You still gotta be funny.
I rest my case.
You still gotta be funny.
Next subject.
No comedian, unless you're cool and funny, is really going to like, hey, yeah, this guy's good, because they're not going to put your reputation.
I rest my case.
Okay. I mean, we can agree to disagree on this. Put it in the comments.
Do you think we got you a need shirt a tape? Up here of somebody, or it was up here.
Who?
I don't know. Is that it? Whose shirt is that?
Marcus B. Wiley.
No, not him. I think I have his shirt. I'll bring it. We'll put it up. I forget his name. Yeah. He was referred to the seller by Godfrey. I forget his name. I got his shirt. But that's how I know. You had to be referred by somebody.
Is he funny? So I guess it doesn't matter, huh? So
I didn't say he wasn't funny.
That looks as though.
I didn't say he wasn't funny. It's not your type
of comedy, maybe. All right. I get it. Look, I understand your point. I don't disagree with anything you said.
No, it was silly. What I said, you said earlier, it was silly.
But to think it would hurt to send tape and have tape.
I never said it would hurt.
You need to submit tape to get into a club.
In certain places, I'm not submitting tape to.
You need to submit if you want to get into a club.
In certain places, I will not submit tape to.
That's just because he's bigger than that place. That's what he's saying.
I'm not saying that.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying, I'm in certain places, I'm not submitting tape to.
That's just a personal thing, then. See, that's what I'm saying. That's your personal thing because of how you feel, which is understandable. But other comedians aren't in your position. They don't have that mindset. So don't give them that terrible information.
Why is it terrible?
Because they have this. If you want to get into a club, most likely you need to submit tape most of the time.
How about not sucking? How about not
but
sucking?
But you still need to
how
not suck not, and submit
how
tape.
How about not sucking in comedy?
Because that's part of it. You can't suck
how
on that tape.
How about not sucking as a human? How about recognizing you're in a people business and treating everybody accordingly?
How about
treating everybody like, hey,
like you're the booker.
You're going to be...
And I'm going to respect you and submit tape like you like.
How about treating people like, hey, you're going to be a potential person that's going to pay to come see me as a comic?
No disagreement.
Or... Hey, in my case, as a subscriber to my podcast.
No disagreement there.
How about treating people like that?
Perfect.
And that's how I conduct myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm doing all right.
Yeah. Is that going to get you booked in Florida?
It could.
And then in Texas?
It could. I know people in Texas. It could.
Okay.
Just be a good person that don't suck. Use your please and thank yous. Treat people with decency and respect, and they'll take you far.
It does.
Don't just go around thinking because you got a tape. And so for everybody that's got tapes and they submitted stuff and never get called back, you ever thought it was because you sucked as a person?
That's probably part of something.
You ever thought about that someone may have asked somebody about you and be like, that guy, you're like, that guy sucks. His personality is shitty.
That's
fuck
definitely
him.
Part of it.
You don't think that ever happens?
I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
Okay. So, we're in custody. So, it's like...
Because you still need tape to submit to books, to get booked.
All right.
This is amazing. We'll work on that, though. We'll get him there. He'll be a professional.
He talk about professional. Don't you ever fit your mouth and say I'm not professional. Like everybody that's been watching the show know who's the fuck is professional and who isn't.
This guy.
I am professional.
Yeah, but he doesn't like to be that way when it comes to tapes.
Like, look, all I gotta say is,
look, you get so fired up when we talk about this. I love
it. At the Midnight Podcast. Who do you think's professional and who's not? I rest my case. I don't even have to speak on
all
that.
All day.
I don't have to speak on that at all.
All day. You guys already know.
Lean out my hand.
I love it. You get so worked up about it. This is the one subject that anytime we bring up.
It's fired up.
Because it's like you say, it's silly as fuck.
I understand your plight with it. I understand because I've seen you work. I get it. I understand. However,
I'm okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Shout out to Erie, PA.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Bring
that up.
I'm sure it's ways to do things, and I'm not gonna disclose that.
No.
When you do solids like that, you don't really disclose.
Not at all. Yeah.
You don't disclose that.
No.
But I'm sure it was something that took place in Erie.
Yeah. Mm.
That I'm sure that you have a proper way to
do. There's a process.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the same way all over the world.
Everywhere.
So that's all I'm saying. I'm telling this dude that, like.
But still.
No, but still what?
Still.
But still what? Even after I've dumped this fucking bottle of water on his head, I'm like, look, this water is wet, Justin. Douche. He's still like, but in order to get wet, you gotta be in the shower.
That's what I'm saying.
Or you gotta jump in the ocean. No, Justin,
I can
dump this on your head. You will be fucking wet.
I understand the way you were able to handle that.
What you mean that?
I get it.
Wait a minute, that? So that's the only thing you see me fucking handle?
I mean, are we on tour?
I can't go on tour right now.
Exactly is what I'm saying.
It's because I got a fucking job.
But what I'm saying is because we ain't booked in multiple places because no tape is submitted. Nobody knows who the hell we are. We're still at the same point everybody else is. We're a comic trying to do our shit and we have a podcast. And you need a tape to submit to get booked is what
Look,
I'm saying.
You're going to have to excuse my co-host. He's
so dismissing the fact that you need to submit tape to get booked, which is hilarious. Because unless you call every club and have a personal connection with every one of them, and they're just going to say, come on, yeah, this weekend, and I'll get you paid for the year, and you can just keep coming back. Or I have buddies because of you. I understand networking is that way, and you're great at it. But what I'm saying is, for comics, you have to submit tape. Most of us, you got to submit tape. You can't just have a personal relationship with everybody. You can, maybe. Most people don't.
Well, then say that then. Don't say you can't. Say that.
I've been saying that.
Don't say you can't.
I've been saying that. Not everybody is you. Quit telling everybody that they are you and all they got to do is say, hey, I'll just talk to this guy and get in the club.
That's not what I'm saying.
Basically, it is.
I'm just saying don't suck.
No, that is not the point.
That is the point. Don't be a jerk.
Well, yeah, that's no.
Don't be a jerk. Don't be arrogant.
But
don't
have tape because they'll say, yeah, that's great. You're a great guy. You got tape? No? Well, give me a tape. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, how many you want? How many performances you want? I'll send you all you want.
Yeah, I don't have a good enough tape yet. So until I have a good enough tape, that's not on a mic in front of 12 people.
Give me a feature.
Yeah, okay, I will. Show me a tape.
Give me a feature, yo.
That's all I'm saying.
Give me a feature.
They will say that's great, but I want proof. I need to see the tape.
Give me a feature.
And I'm not saying every place is like
give
that.
Give me a feature. Oh, you want a vouch? Here, I'll call Tommy Davidson. He'll vouch for me.
Has he?
I'm giving an example.
That'd be nice.
No, I'm giving an example of something you could do.
Here, if you have that, I don't have that.
I'll call Tommy Davidson.
That's a great name to have.
then don't fucking suck. Have people that you need. Like I said, have mentors in your phone doing the things that you want to do. Keep working at your craft, working hard.
All facts.
Have somebody you can call on speed dial. And I don't know Tommy Davis. I'm just using that as an example. I don't know Tommy Davis.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he's the GOAT. One of them.
He's definitely one of them.
But if you did, you can have Tommy. Yeah, FaceTime him. Like, yo, Tommy, can you talk to this guy for me?
Yeah.
Boom.
He's like, that may work.
It may work.
It may work.
It may work.
You gonna do that everywhere you go?
It may work.
See what I'm saying? You can't just, maybe at one spot, maybe another spot, but to get consistently booked, places you're never gonna be at, unless you're there, you gotta send tape cross country, or you can call somebody and talk to them, but they still wanna see your material. Those are just facts. I'm just saying. He hates this.
No, I mean, yeah. Go anyway. Ahead. Get you some tapes and get you some tapes. Put you a tape together.
I mean, we talk about it all the time.
Get you a tape.
Record yourself. Get a tape.
Submit some tapes. Send them to all the clubs and get deleted out their emails.
Maybe not festivals, because at least you ain't paying for the ones at the clubs, right?
Get deleted out the emails of the festivals. Be like, ah, who is this? Delete.
It's possible.
Delete.
But at least you tried.
Yeah, keep trying.
And then just show up unannounced and say, hey, what's up? You ain't read my emails? You know who I am? Yeah, I think you need to put me on.
Is that how I do it? That's me? That's how I do it?
That's what it seems.
No, is that how I do it? So what you've seen?
That's what we talk about on the way there. No, I don't know what you whisper into their ear. You're a goddamn whisperer. All I know is I look over, he talks to people, and then all of a sudden stuff happens. I told you that's your superpower, dog. I don't know what it is that you say to people.
Just don't suck. Be nice.
Of course, I agree.
Cross your T's, dot your I's. Yeah. Say please and thank you.
All that.
That's it.
There is scheduling. And so the bookers need to see something and say, okay, I like them. Let me put them in for this weekend or something. Or have them come up and feature for this. And
take it. This is the thing. Like, if it's something you want to do, if people you want to see, be in those spaces, be in those areas.
Definitely.
Be in those rooms.
I get it.
Don't be aggravating. Don't be a nuisance.
Definitely don't do that.
Don't be, show that you can, pull your own weight. Show that you have ethics. Show that you have manners. Show you have respect. If you're in a room, I tell people that hang out with me or want to hang out with me, even before the comedy, I went on a couple of dates, like, yo, you can't pull out a phone everywhere we go. You're not gonna be able to do that with me.
Like when you're out?
Yeah, like don't be pulling that phone out or recording everything, because you never know who I'm gonna come across. You never know where I'm gonna be, who I'm gonna be talking to. This is before the comedy. It's like you know what I'm saying?
Gosh,
like
it's gonna get worse then.
No, but I'm just
you kidding me.
I mean, it's not gonna be worse. It's just like, just know how to behave yourself. Like, like think if you gotta not be that person. You gotta not, like if you feel like you must take a picture or a selfie, ask permission. Don't just do it. Don't just start recording someone. Ask them, do they mind? Just be respectful. They are human beings.
Somebody just pulls out their phone and start recording people?
All the time.
Really? Oh, I could probably have you around. That's the problem.
All the time. All the time.
He knows people.
No, I'm just saying, like, that ain't the type of time I'm on.
Right.
Not saying that I'm be around a bunch of stars and stuff like that, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know who I'm going to be around. Right. You never know who I'm talking to on the phone. You never know who's going to call me or text me. You never know. So don't be always pulling your phone out and don't put me on freaking speakerphone. I hate that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, people learn quickly sometimes. Speakerphone's not the best for me.
No, it's not the best. And
I'm loud and I say some wild shit.
In addition to that, like, I do have a recognizable voice. So it's like Cleveland is Mayberry. You know what I mean? It's like
every place is like that, though.
Yeah, so keep every me off a freaking like speaker.
Oh, I know him.
They be like, oh, what they talk about? Oh, I know that voice. Come on, man.
They don't know me around here.
Yeah, so you gotta know how to conduct yourself. Like, you know, just be a good person. Don't be a scumbag.
I agree with everything
you said. Be talented, be good, and practice your craft.
And get that tape.
Get that tape. See, I mean, like, it's some people that's out on like big shows. Is it a lot of people that's funnier than that person? Yeah. But he had a personality. He had charisma. He was a nice person to be around. He might be on Saturday Night Live. He right. might be from this area.
Right.
She might be from this area. Was she the funniest here? Maybe not. But he had personality.
Being funny helps, though.
It helps.
But personality is everything. I agree. You can't be a dick. That's the main thing. Now, quiet's one thing, but you don't want to be a dick. That's like the biggest.
Because
once you're an asshole and people know that shit, it's just nobody wants to work.
We are in the people business, people.
Yeah.
Like, you got so many people in this area that's in the people business. Like, either you're a comic or a promoter. You put on shows and you're not a people person. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why your shows look like they look.
Well, the problem is they just want to make money. So they just find a spot, put on a show instead of making it the best for that show.
If you were smart, you'll be a good person. Mm-hmm. You'll be personable. You will sell out shows.
That's a lot of work. You got to be a super people person. You got to be a super salesman. I am neither of those. It's just the worst feeling. Once conversations started, sign me up. It's the initial contact. I wonder if everybody else has that problem. Because it's usually just the initial contact. Once the door is open, I'm good. It's wild. Going up to strangers, just try and start conversation. It's weird.
What's weird?
Start conversations with just random people.
We are in the people business. Did you know we were in the people business?
Yes.
Did you know that it's people
so
that
hard to do?
Did you know it's people that's going to buy your tickets?
Yes.
Did you know that you're?
I can say hi. I love you all.
Did you know that we're subscribed?
I don't want to walk up on you while you're sitting there having a drink and saying, "Hey, you want to come to a comedy show? Hi, I love you guys."
Did you know that there's people that subscribe to our show? There's people that's watching and listening to us.
Yes.
All over the earth.
Yes. And I'll say hi to you anytime you come up to me. But I won't walk up on you and say, "Hey, how are you doing?" Usually.
Even if you have on a Midnight Paco t-shirt.
I'll definitely walk up to you then. I'm going to definitely come up to you. I'm going to start saying Midnight Paco. I'm going to walk by him. He's like, "Midnight Paco." Midnight Paco podcast. He'll look at me like, "Oh." I'm like, "Boo-de-boo."
Yeah, we're in the people business.
And we enjoy
making people laugh.
I love it. I love it, dog. And, it's so much fun, man.
You know, be talented and be a good person.
Be a good person for sure.
Follow the rules of the clubs. Go to many festivals if you want. Go to many festivals. I'm not against all festivals. It's just certain ones I'm not going to participate in.
Look, I understand your gripe with them, 100%. I get it. I do. You're right. I told you you're right. Oh, that's just the worst for... Oh, sorry, everybody.
Yeah, he's talking. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
But no, I get it, dog. I understand. I'm just saying they're an avenue, and you need a tape to submit to get booked for most places.
Festivals, not even talking about festivals.
No, go to festivals.
But clubs for sure.
No, listen.
I mean,
listen. Go to festivals. Support. I'm a big fan of support all live comedy.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
All live comedy.
Festivals. Problem is, open mics. Problem is, the festival here for us is like an open mic with all the people we know.
No, they have people from out of town.
With a big crowd. Yeah, they do. That
the guy from Africa?
Yeah, something John.
Yeah, he was dope. He was
hilarious.
I met him at a comedy festival.
I met him at the Funny Stop.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, he ain't following me back or nothing like that, but we talked to him and met him and he's doing great things right now, but you know what I'm saying?
It also helped that he was on America's Got Talent.
Of course.
That helps.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't know he was on America's Got Talent until I seen him at the Funny Stop. Like, I didn't know.
No, I saw him at the Funny Stop first, and then I seen him on America's Got Talent.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like.
But I would have seen him eventually on America's Got Talent.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have known him at that point.
I didn't meet him, but I met him at the Funny Stop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's just like, look, you meet people, you have the opportunities that you probably wouldn't have just individually picking people out.
I met one of my greatest persons that I'm influenced by, and I consider him one of my comedy mentors, Mr. Greg Morton. I met him at the Funny Stop. Yep. I didn't meet him at a festival, though.
No.
I met him at the Funny Stop.
Yeah, met him there.
Doing a thing. I went to see him perform,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't at a comedy festival, though.
No, agree. 100%.
And he's also, I consider him a friend of the show.
Yep.
And he's one of my. I can text him or call him and ask him any question,
mm-hmm.
and he answers all my calls and all my texts.
He's been awesome,
and he's been on TV many times.
Yep.
He did cartoons, and he's been all over the world, and some of these arrogant comics here won't return my call.
It's wild, isn't it?
It's crazy, ain't it?
It's wild.
Yeah, but it's all good. That's the way people are.
Yeah.
So
no, I get
you know,
it, man.
Like that falls in the category of don't suck. You know what I'm saying?
Don't suck because
people always assume or they have a relationship or they communicate with a person based on what they feel like they can get from you or what you can do for them.
Yeah.
So and you know, like I call a lot of people, which I slow down a lot.
No, you're like I said, you're the
No, I stop. I'm about to be 50, so
You slow up the Rolodex?
I slowed it up.
Well, because people who don't respond don't deserve all the extra.
Well, that too. I mean,
sucks because I know how you are and you like to, you know, reach out to people, but
yeah, when it's not reciprocated. I just reach out to, you know.
Yeah, no, you're good at that, man.
To, hey, you good? Everything all right? You know, I just lost a good friend. I lost two classmates and a good friend.
Yeah, sorry, bro,
rest in peace, Maurice Leach, and rest in peace, Howard Whitmore. And it's like,
R.I.P.
Yeah, man. So those are. I don't know. I guess in a way, it's a reality check. Like,
yeah, man.
It can happen at any age, but I'm about to be 50, and it's like. It's like every class reunion, even though I never attended either one of them, but you know they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's because of different things, not just deaths, but people move away.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is because of deaths and things like that. So it's like,
Yeah, it sucks, man.
And life is too short. So, and that's why, you know, I reach out.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Everything good? And if something that it... You never know what you could have did to help.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe a phone call.
Right.
Nobody gives a F about me. I'm going to end it all or I'm depressed because, you know, I think feelings and things can happen mentally. Like, because if you gave up all hope mentally and you're just going through the motions every day, you know, that can kill you too.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to put a gun to your head, but I'm just saying.
Dude, when you're thinking about, look, and it's crazy you bring all this up mentally because it is June, Men's Mental Awareness Month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Alongside with Pride Month. I always think it's weird, but.
Yeah, I mean, anyway. You never know what, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we ending on this, but it's like, you know, we don't have dinner anymore. We don't have dinner with our families anymore.
None. I mean, yeah.
So
I mean, we don't now because we're grown. But you think as a like
even if you have families? If you have a family, most families don't have dinner. The kid, you know, people are ordering. People are ordering from DoorDash because nobody wants what the mom is cooking. Yeah. Everybody wants something different.
Their own shit.
Even if you are, if your
you're
mom
about teenagers and shit.
Yeah. Even if they did cook, they taking their food and they're allowed to go in their room.
Right.
I wasn't allowed to eat or drink in my room.
Yeah, 100%.
So you'll be surprised of what you can discover at dinner just by scheduling and taking time at dinner.
That's what they used to have.
How your day? How was your day? How did things go? Mm-hmm. They can say everything was fine, but a parent knows their child.
Yeah.
Or if they're not eating anything or something like that, they want to be excused. Okay.
Or something.
You can see that at dinner.
Yeah. You're not hungry. Depressed.
Yeah.
Like, when you're depressed, you ain't hungry. Or you know.
Yeah. What's going on? Talk to me. Okay. Yeah. If you don't talk to me at dinner, you go and have a one-on-one with that kid. Yeah. That could prevent a lot of things. Yep, there's a lot of things that we don't have dinner anymore. So that's what I'm saying. Like a phone call.
Yeah.
You know, somebody could be dealing with some things, or you could call them.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I just wanted to see how you doing. Make sure everything was everything. I ain't got a lot of money, but if you need $5,
right.
You know that could change the game.
No, 100%, man. You're absolutely correct.
Hungry,
yep.
$5 is.
Well, so I can get that value, man. The McDouble meal at that ain't no
at
joke.
That place,
$5, but we ain't gonna name it. But
you already did.
Did I?
When you said the Plick Plubble, that was a dead giveaway.
But I was just gonna say with the nuggets, the meal and the fries. I mean, the drink and the fries. $5 a player deal, dog. So yes, you can eat, and you'd be like, "I'm good for the day." That saved me, man. That's a deal.
Or you never know, man. Like you call somebody, and you know they just
sweet
probably wanted
sour
to hear
sauce. Too.
They wanted to hear a voice, you know, that's coming from love.
Yeah.
Or you never know. So I mean, I like to reach out. Hey, I haven't seen or heard from this person in a while, so I'll reach out. Like, hey,
you did. Hey, that's what happened with us.
That's what happened
with us.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like
crazy.
Yeah, but that's over with.
Yeah. That's wild, man. It's I mean, you know, you still do it. It ain't over with. You just slowly the Rolodex is slowing back.
So yeah, that's over with. Yeah.
Someone stop that.
Yeah. For my birthday.
Y'all.
For my birthday, I ain't calling nobody.
I want to hit 50. It's a wrap.
Yeah. Once I'm 50, it's like
a big 5-0 in this piece. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of unread messages.
Ah, boo.
A lot of unanswered phone calls.
Boo.
I ain't going to know nobody. I'm 50 years old. I ain't got time to talk to nobody.
I got no memory, no more.
Like, who is you?
I went from the best memory to no memory.
Send me a text, and I'm going to text back like, who is this?
Yeah. Who is this again?
Like, who this? What's up? Who is this? Who this is? No, I can't change me. I'm lying over here. I can't change me. Matter of fact, I'm going to be more founded in who I am at 50.
And you're going to probably cry more, because that's what happens when you get older.
No.
Yeah.
You know what?
You're going to cry more.
I don't know, man. You know,
I tear up. My dad is a whiner. He be crying off.
Stop putting the Don's biz on the street.
I love my dad. He's the Don. He's the Don. But boy, he wasn't crying back when he was whooping my ass. I love him to death.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but real quick, you know, I just want to say something about Howard Whitmore. He will be missed. If people thought my brain was something, this guy's brain was like, whoa. He remembers everything. Well, he did remember everything. It was like we worked at Best Products, and we had to sell warranties, and he remembered the numbers from the warranties. That's what kind of brain this dude had, and he will be missed. He had a special relationship with everybody. He reached out and touched everybody. Everybody that had any type of relationship with him, that's the relationship he had with him.
Nice.
So rest in peace, Howard Whitmore, and... may God be with your family.
Yeah.
And, man.
All right, everybody. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right. And everybody, we got merch.
We got merch.
We got remember, merch. We got all sizes and we got colors.
Colors. Colors.
Colors.
And if you are in the people business, remember that and be nice.
Be nice. Don't suck.
There was a comedian out that used to say, and be kind to one another. And then it came out that she wasn't kind at all.
At all.
She was just capping.
A cool sees cool suck. And I love you all.
Peace.
Peace out. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.